Second scripture reading today is found on page 1187 in your Bible in your pew. Also found in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf.
Thank you, Ken. I have a song. People who know me, I like to have songs. And it's called In the Eye of the Storm by Ryan Stevenson. The first time I heard it, I got goosebumps because it said it all. But what I want you to do is listen to the chorus. Concentrate on the chorus and the words. Okay? Go ahead.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain behind me. In the eye of the storm, your name is in control. See the future, our picture, slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm,
one more verse. Yeah.
When the death comes in and the doctor says I've only got a few months left, it's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when it makes me feel my baby girl, and there's nothing I can do, I only hope you trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, yeah, you remain in control.
Read that chorus again, and I'm going to have to keep from singing it. I love it so well. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guide my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Beautiful words. Well, to start out, during the war, or kind of at the end of World War II, the Air Force did missions flying into tropical storms. And It was part of the warning system, and then they wanted to improve the understanding of the middle of the storms of the hurricanes. And so they still carry this on today with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So they're still studying these storms into the eye. As the plane goes into the storm, there's minor turbulence. And as they near the eye, I can't keep this thing on, it starts getting darker and darker. And then going into the eye, there's more noise and turbulence. Soon the wind subsides and a clearing appears. Ah, the eye at last. This is where all the necessary data is collected. So I knew that they did this, but I had to get online to really understand it. I think it's a marvelous thing that they can do. I don't know where the idea came that there are people who think because we believe in God, we have Christ in our life, that will be no pain, no suffering, that everything's going to be just perfect. In other words, we'll never be in the storm. Why do they have that wrong? I bet there's not one person in here that has not been in the middle of the storm. And we know that there's some going through it right now. There are also many people in the Bible who went through life's storm. And the one most everybody knows, of course, is Job. Boy, he had a maid. He was wealthy. He had a wife. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He had it all. Well, that opened the door for Satan to come and visit God. God said to Satan how good of Job was and how he respected God and refused to do evil. Well, that opened the door to Satan. He challenged God. Why shouldn't Job respect you? You bless him by protecting his family, property, making him successful. Take everything away and he will curse you. Okay, so God took on the challenge. He agreed. He said, told Satan to take everything away and just don't hurt Job. That was the first thing. So he did. They took everything away. He lost his family. He lost everything. His wealth. But you know what? Job never cursed God, and he still trusted and loved God. Well, that didn't work, Satan says. I got to do something else. So he gives many sores all over Job's body, and he's in terrible pain. He doesn't know what to think. He doesn't know what to do. Job never got angry. Or Job even got angry, but God still loved him. So Job didn't curse him. But in that situation, God still loved him. I have to tell you a story about my dad. Talk about love. My dad had great love for my brother and I. So did my mom, but this is more about my dad. And I was a typical teenage girl. I was angry at my dad because he wouldn't let me date this one guy. Not Roger, people. People that know Roger. It wasn't Roger. But he said, no, I really don't want you to go out on that date. Well, teenage girls. I got very angry. This is hard for me to say even today. But I told my dad, I hate you. My father who loved me. And he said, that's okay. I love you. Don't worry about it. I mean, he loved me no matter what I did, no matter what I said. And if my father could do that for me, think of our Father in heaven. and what how much he loves you. I had a niece who went to Winsome Women, and we had a speaker, and she was trying to explain how much God's love is. And she said, do you love your children? This room full of women. And he said, you know, what would you do anything for your children? Give them all the love and everything. He said, think about God, and he loves you more. That affected my niece so much that she accepted Christ that day. So God's love has great effect on people. You see, we all go through the storm in our lives. It may be a death of a loved one, divorce, financial loss, or health issues. And of course, I'm not saying when we go through the storm, we still complain. I mean, that's just human. And we even cry out. We even say, God, why me? I don't deserve that. Well, none of us deserve to go through the eye of the storm. But we do. We're human, and God loves us unconditionally. Okay, back to Job. Now, to add salt to the wound, Job's friends come to comfort him. But what do? The one called, I'm not sure how to, Eliphoz. He wasn't very comforting. He told Job that he must have done something really evil to have to go through all he's gone through. And the other guys did the same thing. You know, they had all these stories and why he was going through the storm. Eliphaz says in verse 8, in my experience, only those who plant seeds of evil harvest trouble. Verse 9 goes on to say that they are swept away by the angry breath of God. Job even questioned what he might have done wrong. So they blamed Job for his problems. And that happens a lot with us as humans. We get blamed for the things that we go through. When our daughter passed away in 83, we had a wonderful support system. They really did comfort us. But once in a while, you get a person who just doesn't say the right thing. And I did this lady's hair every week, and she was a Christian, and we talked, and we enjoyed each other. And after Angie passed away, I was talking to her about it, and I said, you know, we even had a healing service for her. So this woman says to me, you must have not had enough faith for her to die. I'll tell you, folks, I did have enough faith. Because I didn't let what she said even faze me. Because I knew how I felt. I knew how Roger felt. I knew how our church friends felt. But people, we have to remember when people are going through or been through a storm or going through a storm, we have to be careful. Be there for them and just love them and listen to them. Let them talk. Let them cry. But don't say things like, God needed her more. You know, there's all kinds of cliches. But we had faith. And I know some people in here who's got great faith. And God has blessed them. Okay. God sends people to comfort us. I mean, that's just the way we are as humans. But you always get one or two people that just don't get it. That's why God is our strength. He's our only strength. Okay, getting back to Job, the three friends continued telling him he's suffering because he was done things he shouldn't have. They argued. Job argued with them and said, no, I haven't. I'm innocent. And then he had another friend who criticized both arguments. He criticized the other people's argument, and then he criticized Job. So he wasn't really any help either. Finally, God stepped in, challenged Job to answer a series of questions to show Job his limitations. As humans, we have limitations. We can't do everything. And then he also explained how, or showed by answering these questions. I'm not going to read any, so I'm encouraging you to go back and read all of Job because there's so much in there. But he also showed him his limitations and how powerful God really is. You see, God never explains Job's suffering. And God, so instead, God showed him that many things God does, humans can't understand. We don't know why someone gets sick. We don't know why people go through divorce. We don't have the answers. And I used to say to Roger, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask why Angie had to be sick. Why, And Roger, my wise, wonderful husband, says, Debbie, when you get there, you won't care. And he said, everything will be shown to you anyway. So I don't say that anymore. This is why we need to trust God with our whole heart. We need to, we're never going to understand everything that we go through. There's so much to Job's story. Again, I'm going to say I encourage you to go back and read the whole thing because there's so much. There's arguments and whys and why nots and that kind of thing. None of us want to go through the storms of life, but they're going to happen. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And I'm not going to say that you can't get angry with God, that you can't question, but always, never curse God because he's there with you in the eye of the storm. My point is that we will meet God, or God will meet us in the eye of the storm. Don't rely on yourself and others for your strength and peace. God's got you covered. He's going to be in the eye of the storm. And I want to repeat the chorus words. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. True. In the middle of the war, you guide my soul. True. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. True. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. So when you see a thunderstorm or you're in the middle of one, think about the eye and think about as God being in that center of that storm. I want to close with Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the storms that come into our life because it helps us to realize that you are stronger than us, that you are there with us, and that you never leave us. We are so grateful for your strength and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we will be singing.